Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. At one point, Wyoming had some of the best numbers when it came to the COVID-19 pandemic, but no more. The rates of infection have been surging across the Cowboy State in what Governor Mark Gordon characterized as discouraging and urges all residents to do the right thing. Currently, Wyoming is reporting 98 new positive coronavirus cases per day, with 36 Wyomingites hospitalized as of yesterday, the highest number since the pandemic began. The Wyoming National Guard has received authorization to assist with contact tracing due to the strain on the state's health resources. Four counties have more than 100 cases. Albany County, home to the University of Wyoming, has more than 250 active cases. State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris said the worst-case scenario would be if the state's hospitals begin to become strained from the sharp increase in cases. Statewide, Wyoming has more than 1,200 active cases. As of yesterday, Wyoming reported 5,660 confirmed COVID cases. 53 residents have died from the illness. The governor and health officials are calling on the public to remain vigilant in their pandemic protocols, to wear a face mask in public, to maintain social distancing, and wash hands often. The Mullen Fire, burning in southeastern Wyoming and northern Colorado, has reached a new milestone. The fire has grown to over 150,000 acres. According to the Federal Incident Management website, InsaWeb, the fire is now at 151,711 acres. Firefighters continue to face adverse weather conditions as winds are predicted to reach up to 25 miles per hour. The fire is burning in downed, beetle-killed timber. Crews have worked to protect the Woods Landing area. That includes structure protection to the west of Wyoming Highway 230. Fire managers say heavy smoke grounded air operations on Sunday, and structure protection crews are assessing Ryan Park and the town of Centennial. Officials believe the blaze is human cause. They have no suspects at this time, however. Eight small communities in the area are under a mandatory evacuation, with three others in a pre-evacuation mode. Smoke from the fire has made breathing difficult in the area, with an air quality alert in place through today. The Mullen Fire is estimated at 14% containment.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Alcohol is stronger than you think. What impact could that night of drinking and driving have on your life? You're not thinking about the sober drivers, the pedestrian, and your passengers. They might die. You're not thinking that it could be the last day of your life. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. A person dies because of an impaired driver every 53 minutes. That's way too often. Alcohol is stronger than you think. Don't drive drunk.
A cloud of controversy has enveloped Jackson Mayor Pete Muldoon. This comes after a report was released by the Teton County Sheriff's Office that named the mayor as a suspect in a 2018 sexual assault case. After an investigation, it was determined that not enough probable cause was found to move the case forward, and prosecutors declined to file charges. The mayor contends that the sheriff's office broke the law by releasing the report, but they countered by saying the matter is on the public record and no laws were broken. The matter came to a head during a meeting of the Jackson Town Council when Muldoon attempted to address the issue
but was shut down by Vice Mayor Haley Morton Levinson, who pointed out that a public meeting was not the place to address what was essentially a private issue. In a strange twist to the story, a resident spoke during the public comment portion of the meeting about a Facebook post describing her sexual assault, then receiving a private message from Muldoon, whom she had never met, asking her to remove the post, as he felt any discussion of sexual assault would reflect badly on both the victims and himself, saying in the message, quote, "Until the state releases that report, I don't have a way to defend myself, but it will come out and it will feed into the narrative that women lie. That sucks." She submitted screenshots of the text message to members of the town council to be part of the public record. She finished her remarks with the statement, "The words and actions of Mayor Muldoon are toxic, inexcusable, and infuriating," she said. "I join with countless other women in demanding his immediate resignation." This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.